Cambridge 105 Radio. Cambridge 105 Radio.
We welcome to the studio. It's Food Club. A Food Club, once a month on a Friday, this happens. And we're joined by award-winning chef, Jamie Mountfield. Good evening,
hey,
Jamie.
Hey, it's nice to be back. Brought the Ely Gin Company with me.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great show, I'll tell you that.
I see that. Yeah, you've got, husband and wife team, isn't
husband
it? Jamie and
wife.
Nancy. Yeah. Hello.
Good evening. Hi. Thank you for having us in.
Yeah, you're very welcome indeed. And so how long have the pair of you been doing gin together?
We're in year number 7 now. Ely Gin has been around 6 full years.
Yeah.
Go from strength to strength, we are.
And, I mean, when you started, because gin has just become so big, hasn't it, in the last couple of years. Did you know that was coming, or is that just a happy coincidence?
No, we got lucky on that one.
Did you?
We started just because we had a passion for making gin and rode the wave.
Wow, well, that's good. And Jamie, you've brought them in. So, do you know these guys in a professional capacity?
Not a professional, not a personal capacity. They are doing an event at my local drinking place,
right.
The Shed and Load, and they mentioned them to me, and I was like, wow. You know, I researched them on Twitter, and I was like, well, that's a range of that. They do an afternoon tea range, and I was just like, I've got to try some of this, you know. So 24th of August, I'm attending the night that they're going to be doing a tasting evening with my wife and Julian and Lucy, actually, from the Breakfast Club.
Oh,
they're coming.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll be there, and we'll be supporting. You know, when I researched them, I was just like, these guys are local. I've got to speak to them. I need to see what these guys are about. So they brought everything with them. I'm so looking forward to trying some of this stuff. So, I mean, I've just been sat here sniffing away, and I was just like, wow, I can taste it just by sniffing it. And some of the range that they've got here is amazing.
Well, it is incredible. And my wife, the lovely Karen, she loves gin. And she these days, you know, you get a gin and tonic, you get all, she puts berries in it and all kinds of stuff. Is that what people are doing with gin?
Well, absolutely. And perhaps, I mean, we've heard the range mentioned a few times.
Yeah,
last few minutes. So, I mean, what we have in front of us here are a range of flavoured gins.
Okay.
In Ely, we specialise in the flavoured gins. So, as you mentioned, berries go in there. We've got a raspberry one here. We've got a rhubarb one here to try.
Yeah,
And we also do quite a few citrus ones as well. So we're specialising in that infusion, putting whole fresh fruit into gin, as you've just described.
Yes.
Gives you not only the flavour, but beautifully coloured products.
And do you make this yourselves, or do you?
Of course.
You do?
Absolutely.
So it's made by you guys?
Yep.
So
how big is the... How do you have many staff, or is it just you guys?
We're up to 5 or 6 people, I think, now, aren't we? Yeah.
That's it?
You know,
this range in front of me, I'm just like, there must be more staff at this. So is it quite a big development, or is it, you know, how long does it take to make
these
things?
I think we would still describe ourselves as fairly modest size.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we've got, I think, 5 permanent staff now.
Well.
And do you do that? Is it a what's the setup? Is it a factory, or is it a garage, or what is
Absolutely.
It?
No, we have a factory.
Right.
We've had a factory since day one. In fact, we've just expanded that side of it. And we have a shop in Ely as well. So Nance, sitting next to me, runs the shop. She's our specialist in the tonics and that side. And I make the gins in the factory, of course. And so I'm more knowing what's going on in those bottles.
And presumably, when you've got the different fruit varieties here.
Yep.
You would pair those with different types of tonic water based on the type of gin. Is that how it works?
Very much. Obviously, a typical tonic, so your Fever Tree or whatever, would work generally with all of them. But there is so much going on in the tonic world now, so many different flavours, so many different styles, that we can be really very specific in the pairings these days. And with the 5 gins we've got in front of us, we have 7 different tonics here that we can really play and really vary the style that you're getting out of any of these bottles.
There's a black tonic water in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow. That's very chefy to me, you know. I'm just like, wow. And then I'm sniffing it, and I'm just like, wow, is that bitter, is that sweet? And I'm just thinking, that goes really well with that. I'm just, come on, can we just dive in? Or, like, oh.
Well, we're not stopping
just,
you, please.
No, I'm not going for it, yeah. I'm just, talking about these tonic waters in front of me. There's a Japanese one as well. And then I'm just looking at these tonic waters thinking, there's so much passion that goes into the tonic waters as well as at the gin. And there's just this explosion of passion at the moment with this old gin scene, isn't there?
Are you guys blending the tonic waters as well, or do you buy those in?
No, we don't make tonic waters.
Right.
But as we said, there's a lot going on in the tonic world, and we look out for these exciting ones. So the black one that's been mentioned, it's got charcoal in it. It is actually black.
Wow.
It will give you a black gin and tonic.
Gosh.
That's a German one that we've managed to source. Some of the others, we've of course got a Fever Tree one. We've got the Japanese one that you mentioned. Mm. That's made with yuzu. Very strong citrus in
love
there.
It.
And we've even got a hibiscus one here, so the floral element comes through in some of them.
And
you can have a lot of fun with tonics.
and tell me, so you mentioned Fever Tree there, and they, I mean, aside from anything else, they've done a phenomenal job on their branding, haven't they? They've become
Certainly.
Such a high profile range of tonic waters that they sell. But who are the big players in this sector? Who are the names we?
Well, it's changing quite rapidly, the tonic industry, and we've seen some very exciting companies coming through fairly recently. I mean, one of the examples, for example, is Elixir. That's one of the tonics that we've got with us. They launched five different flavors, but something like, for example, here we've got the elderflower and lemon, but they also have, for example, blood orange and cinnamon.
Yes.
I mean, just to come up with those kind of flavors. I mean, some people might say this is getting far-fetched, but actually, for example, with our breakfast marmalade, the flavors complement each other. And the nice thing about what we call the tonic explosion now, after the Fever Tree revolution, is it means that there is now a gin and tonic for everybody out there. We see it on a daily basis when customers come through the shop and they say, oh, we're not so sure whether we are gin and tonic drinkers or not. So we give them samples in the shop, and they're always pleasantly surprised, because you find out what types of drink they have normally at home, and you usually can find something to match that experience or even make their experience better. I mean, although we've got 10 gins in the shop, we've got like 52 different tonic waters, so it means that we can play with those flavors, can play with all the different palettes that people have. When people say, oh no, I'm more like dry flavors, others say, oh, I like the floral, or some people say I like spicy. And that makes it exciting for us as well, where we can say, okay, we've got a raspberry gin, but we can serve it to you in 12 different ways.
Wow.
And particularly awesome. We mentioned the hibiscus tonic, so raspberry gin will go with a citrus tonic, will go with a floral tonic, will go with a regular Indian tonic, will go with a sweeter or a drier tonic. So really, people who might have had one particular experience of a G&T in the past can now really broaden their horizons.
And Jamie, from your perspective as a chef, do you, in the restaurant, are you advising people? Obviously, wine has always been the thing you think of a restaurant.
It's not something we've come across yet. You know, sitting here thinking about it, and you've brought it up. I was just like, we should be doing this. I think it is going to be a possible, you know, teaming up with local suppliers as Bedford Lodge does, and actually speaking with the staff that we have, training them up on the gins to get more sales out there, but also to give the customers a better experience of gin. Really,
yeah.
Do you do day trips around your establishment, or do you
don't
bring
do that? The factory is quite modestly sized,
okay.
Not really safe for having 20 or 30 people traipsing around. So we don't offer that, but we do offer gin tasting evenings.
But if I came to you and said, like, I've got, you know, 10 waiters and want to sell your product in my restaurant, and I really want to push it, can I bring my staff to you and say, can you teach them how to serve it and how to sell it to the customer?
Probably work something out.
Yeah. I'm not just talking about me in general. I'm talking about Cambridge-based restaurants, really. If they were really interested in you supplying them, then would you offer that service? Because from what we've just discussed, I think it would be an amazing thing to do. And I didn't realise that you could have gin and tonic in so many ways. And these tonic waters are amazing. Just by smelling them, they're refreshing, they're citrusy, they're beautiful. And I'm just so looking forward to trying them out.
Well, I was going to say, so we've got about 2 minutes before we do travel, but do you think we should wait until after travel.
Let's mainly after the travel. But do tell us about events that's coming up that you're doing, because you said that you'd be before I butted in, you were saying that, you know, you do tasting events and so on. So other than the shed, which I mentioned, are you doing anything else? You're doing any...
There's a gin festival tomorrow in Bedford,
yep.
In the centre of town there, which I shall be at. We did tasting yesterday. What else is coming up?
Well, we've got the Fenland Country Show in Quai.
That's right, that's the bank holiday weekend.
Oh, you're in Quai, are you?
Yep.
That's where we've got horses up there, so I'll see you there then.
We'll be there.
I can't wait.
It's a date.
Well, also popular is the Ely Lates that will be coming up next week, Friday, where it's a lot of big street food scene, where people just come along. You know, we will be there with our gins, live music, so really good atmosphere.
So you guys are really busy then? You non-stop?
And certainly this time of year on the run-up to Christmas, of course, there's lots going on. So, as we mentioned, we're in Quai, and then I think I'm up in Nantwich.
Wow.
So I think it's your part of the world, isn't it? There's a food festival up in Nantwich that we've been to several years.
Yeah, up north. Yeah.
And how frequently do you you were talking about the tastings. Is that something, do people pay to come to those, or are they open to anyone? How does that work?
They tend to be ticketed events, certainly.
Right.
Some of them we run ourselves, and some of them are run on request. So it might be a local organisation wants to do a thank you party for their staff, maybe, something like that. Social gathering, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's not... all about Ely gin. We talk about gin generally, and of course the tonics, as we mentioned.
Cambridge 105 Radio on a Friday night, and as it's Friday night, it's gin night. Well, it's Cambridge 105. It's the food club.
Friday flu club.
On I'll try that. That was Jamie. I haven't had any gin, I promise. That's Jamie Mountford, who's the head chef at the Bedford Lodge Hotel and Spa in Newmarket, award-winning chef, and we're joined by the team behind the Ely Gin Company. That's Jamie and Nancy, and they're going to be appearing in Bedford tomorrow.
Is
that right?
Yes, Bedford Gin Festival is on tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening.
Is that in the Market Square near the Corn Exchange there, that sort of area?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay. Well, listen, without further ado, because after 6 o'clock, well, it's me again after 6 o'clock with the weekend warm-up, but we have a dead stop at six for the news, so... We've poured some gins here, and you've mixed them, haven't you, with various tonic waters.
So for the record, we were talking about the difference tonic can make to the gin.
Yeah.
So we poured out some examples for you. I think you've got two in front of you there. They're both rhubarb gin.
Okay.
But one of them has gone bright pink.
Yes.
And the other one has gone sort of fairly pleasant orange colour.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
And I suppose the orange one is the more traditional one. That is rhubarb gin served with a ginger ale. So it's worth having a sip of that one.
I see. So, which one am I? I'm at the pink one?
The one that looks like Iron Brew.
Right, that one.
That's
there.
That's a fair description.
Tizer. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to take a sip of that. And,
a sip of that. And you should get the rhubarb, of course, but with a nice spiced ginger.
Oh, yes, that's
you
very
You can taste
nice.
The spice, can't you? Mm. It leaves a little bit of an aftertaste.
It's got quite a strong taste, that.
There's a bit of smoke in there as well. This is a smoked ginger ale that we've used.
It's very good, actually.
And next to that...
how do you smoke it? how do you get the smoke within that?
Oh, I see. I thought.
Well, this is a smoked ginger ale.
Right, so do you smoke the ginger, do you?
You'll have to ask Fever.
Oh, sorry.
And next to that, you've got a bright pink one, as it's turned out.
Yep.
That's rhubarb gin, but that's got hibiscus tonic in it.
Okay.
So it should come very florally.
It's a lovely smell, isn't it?
Oh,
is that a little bit sweeter, or is that drier, that one?
It's a little bit sweeter.
It is, but you can taste the rhubarb. Can't you?
It's got a totally different taste.
It's also the beauty of something like a hibiscus tonic water. Hibiscus, ginger, they're all what we call flavour enhancers, so it actually brings out the other flavours even more, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, that's...
I tell you what, if I was being served in the restaurant, I'd recommend a creme brulee with that.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
And do you think, James, that these can be served, these will go well with dessert?
I totally agree, yeah. You know, I've served gin and tonic sorbet in the past, and people have raved about it. Now, if I could actually do some food with these, and if I was at work this week, I probably would have done that, because I'm on holiday, I haven't. But you could actually involve these flavours completely in some desserts, absolutely. And also, maybe put a cucumber gin on a dessert with something else, really. So I'd use the rhubarb gin, I'd probably do the creme brulee, I'd put cucumber and probably the ginger smoked ginger ale with it.
Sounds good. So we've got so we tasted the two gins there, one with the hibiscus then you've got this black tonic water in
that's
the middle,
quite
haven't you?
Intriguing, isn't it? Jamie keeps coming back to that one. That's the black tonic water from Weisswanger. It's a German brand. It's got activated is it charcoal in it?
Gosh,
it's wow, isn't it? It's wow.
It should taste of licorice, but in fact it's quite a citrusy tonic. It
quite
messes
sweet,
with the mind.
It? Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah,
it is lovely, isn't it?
Do you get many people in your shop going, I want to try something completely different, off the wall, and you come out with this? Do you get people like that coming in?
We do, and it's also fascinating to see that people are travelling further and further to come and visit our shop because we've such an eclectic mix of tonic waters.
Yep.
And it's the nice thing, they get small samples, but we're never afraid to open up some of our weird and wonderful tonic waters just to give the people the wow effect and just show what gin and tonic can be these days.
You should be so very proud of the gins as well, because these gins are amazing. You've got an afternoon tea one in front of me.
Yeah, is that the afternoon tea?
Might be the afternoon tea. Well, try it. You should be able to tell us.
Which one?
Okay.
Where did the afternoon tea go? Did I not give you one?
Drink? Oh, come on.
Sorry about that.
Mm, that one's... now, that's lighter, isn't it? That hasn't got quite...
It's a delicate flavour.
It is,
one.
Isn't
it's
it? Yeah.
A little bit drier, the gin itself.
So how would you... What would you pair that with?
You had that paired with elderflower tonic.
That's yes. subtle. That's really subtle, isn't it?
It is.
Like, that could get me into trouble a bit later.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It's gorgeous. Yeah, and you could imagine, well, any of them on a lovely hot summer's day, but in one of those, you know, those big glasses, but we all drink gin in now, those great big...
Yes, the balloon glasses.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're amazing. I love swirling them in my hand while smoking a cigar in a restaurant. It's fantastic.
and finally, Esther, what do we have in this one?
I don't remember. What did we pour in that one?
Well, we did go for the breakfast marmalade gin, and this one is served with the Japanese tonic water, which has got the yuzu fruit in it, and also a bit of matcha tea.
Matcha tea.
You should find that one is very citrus.
See, I would pair this up with monkfish, some sort of fish dish. And we've done matcha tea in the past with monkfish, and I think this would superbly go in the sauce as well.
Yeah, that one's... It's quite strong. We're back to quite a strong flavour there, aren't we?
That's stunning, that.
It is.
That's
good,
really nice.
And presumably, in terms of this combination of different types of gin and then different types of tonic, is which gin you put with which tonic quite important? Can you go wrong there if you mix the wrong ones?
You can go wrong, yes.
Right.
As you've said, the Japanese tonic, for example, very citrus.
Yes.
So it does sometimes require careful pairing. You can overdo the citrus in some cases. Additionally, you can get a sweet tonic perhaps paired with a sweet gin to make the whole thing too sweet.
Yes.
Most of the time you'll be all right. Most of the time things do go together, but occasionally it can go wrong. Yeah.
And if people come into your shop to find out about gin, you know, learn about it, try it. Maybe they already know about it, but presumably, do you allow them to sort of taste things to make sure they like them, and yes. do you advise them and that sort of thing?
Of course, we do our best to advise people. All our gins are open for tasting in our shop, and we don't have all 57 tonics open for tasting, but we do have a small selection open as well. We rotate them, so people coming back 1 week or coming back the next week would have different things to try.
How many? Business-wise, how many bottles are you selling a year about?
I think last year we did... we're getting on for 50,000 bottles.
50,000, that's a lot.
Is it really?
That's
fantastic,
for a small business.
Do you have people do you have an online side to your business?
Online is a good proportion of our business,
is it?
Of course. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. You can't really function these days without having a website. We sell through about four different websites.
Yeah, and I guess also because you're specialists, people... it's not like a kind of, you know... the sort of shop you find on every high street, people will come and seek you out. They get to hear about you, or they read about you online, they find out you've got a shop, so you get people presumably turning up who have heard about you and want to come and have a closer look.
And we are very happy and, I would say, overwhelmed in many ways. People travel distances to come and find us.
Wow.
And,
you're providing very quality product here. And I noticed there are a couple of bottles have got an award on. So you got a London Spirits Bronze Award on there?
The London Spirits competition, we entered the breakfast marmalade into that one last year. And as you say, we got a bronze award on that, which we're very pleased about.
Good.
We've entered the afternoon tea in this year, so fingers crossed.
And when's that to be announced?
In March, that will be.
March.
Yeah, they do the judging in February, I believe.
Well, I like them all, I have to say. They're all nice.
Good.
But I think my favourite is, so far anyway, the ones I've said, I love the rhubarb one. That's
So my big question to the audience who are listening right now, so we've got the breakfast marmalade, we've got the afternoon tea. Now, if you were to choose a gin for the evening, what flavour would you have?
Ah.
Can you send in all your answers to Cambridge 105, and then we can pass it on to Ely Gin.
Yeah.
And we're always on the lookout for new flavours. So we do typically do one or two new flavours a year.
Well, we'll send Julian, who of course has moved from Drive Time to Breakfast. Right. So now he's on Breakfast. We'll maybe send him some of the breakfast marmalade for Monday when he starts the big new show. Maybe
we'll
leave
the bottle in the corner, shall
we? I suggest they have a bottle five to seven, just to get them, just to take the edge off, just to get them going. Well, listen, guys, it's been lovely chatting to you. We could chat all evening. But
thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks ever so much indeed. That's Jamie and Nancy from the Ely Gin Company. And where in Ely is your shop?
Right in the centre of town. It's just off the Market Square.
Okay, excellent.
And I'll see them on the 24th. At the shed in Lode.
Okay. Well, and James, thanks for coming in. I've enjoyed being on Food Club, on a
Friday Food Club.
Friday Food Club. It's been too much gin already.
Not too much gin.
Okay, guys. So. Well, listen, we shall sip away at this gin, being very careful, of course. And I'm going to make way for myself because I'm here after the news with the weekend warm up. That's coming up next. Squeeze this one in before the news. Carlos Santana, Michelle Branch, Game of Love on Cambridge 105 Radio. Thank you very much indeed to everybody for coming in. The warm-up follows the news. That's next.